There's been a tense standoff at the Humathau after police sent in reinforcements last night. Pania Newton, who's leading the protests, says she can't explain why more than 80 extra police turned up. Dozens of officers lined up blocking Humathau Quarry Road, which leads to the front line of the occupation. And a video on Facebook shows how ugly it got.
Brutality! Police brutality! Police brutality! You just knocked Paddy over! Oh, there he goes! Two more! There he goes! There he goes, this f***ing pig! He's a senior sergeant!
Well, crowds of people stood in front of the officers, waving flags, singing songs and giving talks. And a call-out on social media resulted in many more supporters turning up at the site. A few minutes ago, I spoke to Pania Newton, who's leading the protest.
So yesterday, just before Whakamuimiti, our time of prayer, there was a large police increase of numbers. They cordoned off the road and they separated one camp, which was the front line, from the other. There was about 100 police officers on site. They threatened to trespass and arrest us.
Why?
We're not too sure why. It was very unexpected. But hundreds and hundreds of people flocked in once they saw live videos of the incident take place.
Were you given any indication that the police were going to increase their presence before it happened?
No, not at all. All day we had been talking about plans to de-escalate, and then just before prayer time, they increased their numbers significantly.
What actually happened when protesters came face to face with the police line?
There was a lot of singing. Everybody was very peaceful. But there were miners on the other side of the front line, and when I went to go and check on them, because you know some of their parents have asked us to take care of these miners who are here on site. There was a bit of pushback and a bit of aggression.
So there was some aggression. There was some violence.
Yes, it came through one of the gates and one of the officers used a gate to push me and I fell over, and it caused some large concern amongst those who have been following the campaign. But we were able to take control of the situation and keep everybody very peaceful and calm.
Whereabouts was that, and do you feel that is police brutality?
I'm not too sure at this stage. I'm still trying to process everything that's happened. But I was coming through the gate and a police officer ran over and pushed the gate against me, and I stumbled onto the ground, and a lot of people rushed over and were very concerned. Luckily enough, we were able to take control of the situation and everybody kept peaceful and calm.
Do you think the police were attempting to goad you, to goad the other people at the Humathau into some sort of violence, to spark some kind of violence?
I'm not too sure, but it could have been perceived that way because of the numbers. And just the way we had been treated was very differently compared to the last couple of days. They were very interactive, very peaceful, very helpful, and then all of a sudden the mood had just significantly changed. We were told that we would be arrested if we didn't move behind the lines, and that all of these directions were coming from the top. Even though those senior officers on the front lines didn't agree with what was happening.
How do you know they didn't agree?
I was very confused at that point.
How do you know the officers didn't agree?
Oh, because they verbally told us that they didn't agree with the significant increase in numbers and were looking at de-escalating, but they needed the direction from the top. And it took many hours. There was a standoff for about 5 hours. People flooded in from all over the country. And we know this morning people are coming again from everywhere.
Was this response in police numbers in any way related to the numbers swelling at Ehumatau or not?
Well, no, not at all. Yesterday was a very quiet day. We had no activities planned. We were talking about re-entering into the land. And then just before prayer time, these numbers increased significantly. And the police know that after prayer, everyone would usually go to bed or they would retreat back to the marae for a wānanga session.
So the police coming in under cover of darkness, what does that say to you?
It was very intimidating. I was very, frightful. I was concerned about the safety of the people. There was just hundreds of people in the dark roaming the land. They were all here to protect it. And I couldn't actually count the number of police that were there. There were many in the paddocks, many on the front lines. There was a very strong presence holding people back from the front line that had separated about 30 people from the rest of the camp. And all we were trying to do was have our prayer. So eventually after 5 hours, they agreed for us to have our prayer. We finished our prayer. They de-escalated. Their police vehicles left. And then so too did our numbers de-escalate. But you had the lights of people like Stan Walker, influential people like a Shaq Queen and members of the Māori band Mai Moa come out in support of the protection of our whenua. And it was just odd that it had occurred the day before our National Day of Action in solidarity of those who are standing on the front lines here on the land.
Well, that is Pania Newton. I spoke to her a little bit earlier on this morning. We did approach the police for comment this morning. I'm not sure if we've heard back, but last night, Superintendent Jill Rogers confirmed more police officers had been deployed, saying that decision was made to maintain order and ensure there's no breach of the peace.